Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode of The Juice. I am your host, Solomon Giorgio, comedian, writer, and also completely naked under my clothes. Today's guest was recently named one of Variety's Comics to Watch in 2022. He's appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and written for Vulture, Teen Vogue, McSweeney, and The New Yorker. And his album, Jay Jordan, y'all, debuted at number one on iTunes. Please give a big, juicy, loving welcome to my son, the hilarious Jay Jordan. Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Finally.
Finally. Finally. You're in my home. Well, you're not in my home. But I'm so happy to have you here. How you been? How's life?
Good. I'm good. Working. Got married.
Mm-hmm. I noticed. Just a surprise marriage out of nowhere.
It wasn't a surprise. It was a surprise to people online.
Yeah, people you didn't tell, which was what me. I was very surprised. Like, this bitch kept a secret from me.
I wanted to save it for the juice. It was a scoop.
How was the ceremony?
It was amazing. All the frills of wedding stuff needs to be like the food, needs to be like the flowers. As far as like ceremony, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Gosh, fast ceremonies, more people need to have them.
So you think this is something I'll ever do in my life? I appreciate that so much. I love how you're like, Solomon, if you ever get married, first of all, let's stop you right there.
Okay. Yeah. Solomon, when you get married, now the first one, go crazy. Now the second and third one, maybe.
Look, none of the men I'm marrying are going to get a good wedding out of me. They're all going to leave very disappointed. From beginning to end.
I mean, but like a wedding in New York City, it was amazing. My mom's birthday was 2 days before. I got to celebrate her birthday. Like, it was great. It was the first time my niece and my nephew ever came to New York City. Overall, 10 out of 10 experience.
Did they enjoy it?
They loved it. My niece went back to her kindergarten class and was like, you know, I went to New York. And everyone was like, by yourself? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, that Riley, that didn't
just
happen.
Just loose. On your
just like, just a random 6-year-old running around New York City. She was like, I went to go see my Uncle Jay. I was like, girl, what was the purpose? She was like, I took some pictures. She's in more of my wedding photos than me.
You know what? I respect that.
I knew you would.
That is my favorite kind of person. Like, I'm going to show up in this picture no matter what they think is going to happen.
The best way I can describe my niece is by describing what my sister-in-law does for work. So my sister-in-law, she has a hair salon. So that's whatever you think of a little girl whose mama has a hair salon, that's my niece.
Oh, she has a silk press at 4 years old. Just talking shit about everybody. I love this person already.
In everyone's business. Yes, yes, yes.
Is she Mississippi?
Mississippi, yes. Little Mississippi diva.
Jackson, Mississippi?
Jackson, Mississippi. Well, they live right outside of Jackson, but yeah. They claim 601 Jackson.
But they got water, right?
Yes, they're good. Everyone in my family was good. My aunt, for a little bit on my dad's side, she didn't have any, and my cousins like brought her some. But well, the crazy part about it is this is Jackson's third water crisis. So like this made national news because it was like really bad, but this keeps happening because of a number of factors, like a crumbling infrastructure in the city, like white flight taking tax dollars since integration in the late 60s. Like that's. There's so many factors that contribute to this happening eventually, but people are better now.
Okay. So it's okay. All right. I believe you.
I mean, it's not great. Don't do that.
Oh, it's still terrible. But you could drink some of the water now.
Right. Yeah. Brett Favre should be in jail. But have you tried this tap? Oh, my goodness.
It's still drinkable. Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh,
look at that.
But you grew up there.
I did. Born and raised in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. I mean, whenever you grow up in Mississippi, you don't hear jokes about it because, like, you're just aware of it. And then if you ever get outside of it, like, when you go, like, somewhere on a family trip, people are like, oh, y'all come from Mississippi? Like, my family in Texas would say stuff like that. I'd be like, y'all are in Texas? What, talking about? What are y'all doing? Don't do that to me.
This is how the rest of the country worked. We all had to learn how to spell Mississippi. Then we immediately started making fun of it.
100%. 100%. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. Now let's talk about the Klan. Okay. All right. This escalated quickly.
Yeah, I've personally have never been. So
you have to go. Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm never going to go.
Solomon, but you have to see our pitchforks and flaming torches.
Look, I assure you, I will not go without getting paid. In that case, here's the thing. I will show up anywhere if you put money in front of it.
This is true. I'm literally doing this 2 weeks from now. Can I tell you? This is actually very funny. I'm promoting this, but also making fun of it. I'm going back to the University of Mississippi. I'm going to Ole Miss to perform for the anniversary of the integration of the school. And I know what you're thinking about the integration of the University of Mississippi. When is it going to happen? It might
one
happen.
One of these days.
One of these days.
Yeah, I'm there to celebrate the one-year anniversary. It's always the one-year anniversary because they're always trying to integrate.
It's a shame. It's crazy how these boys can play football but still can't go to school.
Is that the school that you went to?
Yeah, it's the school I went to. Yes, I'm an alumni. I went to two big Southern schools. I went to two schools who famously did not want Black people to go to those schools in the 60s.
I thought that was every school.
Now, Solomon, it was almost every school. But, like, they're two famous Southern governors, Ross Barnett, and
first of all,
oh my gosh.
You're really just throwing on the word famous, aren't you?
Well, it's funny because this is the funny part about the other governor. His name is George Wallace, but there's also a very famous Black comedian named George Wallace. But Alabama governor George Wallace and Mississippi governor Ross Barnett were like two of the big people who like stood at the schoolhouse doors and were like, we're not letting Black people go to school. And JFK had to be like, I will send troops there. And they were like,
I guess we'll step out of the way now.
Yeah, I mean, they can go for a little bit.
Oh, man. You know what? They're at least...
Are you trying to find a silver lining?
No, I'm just saying that at the end of the day, old school racists, at least they had some fucking guts. The new ones, they just suck so much.
Yeah, I miss when racists used to stand for something. Come on now.
I hate these subtle arguments and dog whistling. Dog whistling is the most fucking annoying thing in the world. Like, it's like we don't get a chance to call them racist because they don't say the N-word. And now we are the monsters.
Because you're reactionary. Because they'll be like, Solomon, to call someone racist is worse than them being racist. How dare you?
The audacity of me to not wait for something to be blatant and obvious and hit over the head over and over again before I get the opportunity to call it racist.
When that person called you loud and disruptive and colorful, I still don't know what they were getting at. That might just be your personality.
That can mean anything. It could really mean it. Yes, they are specifically talking about only Black people, and that's the only time they bring it up. But I don't. Is it though?
Is it?
Is it?
When they asked you to run and jump and fetch something for them, I don't know. Honestly, if a businessman gave me his car keys at a hotel, I wouldn't think he thought I was a valet. I would think he wanted me to take a drive.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If my options are being called the N-word or a 10-minute video on why mermaids can't be Black, I would want you to call me the N-word. This saves time.
Really?
No. You're not making up a pseudoscience, bringing in genetics that don't exist. You're not bringing in phrenology, and like, because it is the exact same thing. But you know what? One of them takes 5 seconds. The other one,
it really does,
takes way too damn long.
I mean, I've heard people say even faster. I mean, if I'm clocking some of these times, Two syllables, really.
Look, do I want to be stabbed slowly or do I want to be shot real quick?
This is a good point. Yeah, what happened to efficient racism? Come on, I got places to be. Let's go.
Let my day end faster with your racism. I don't need to have it hovering all day.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, anyway, let's get back to gossip.
Yes. Ooh.
And especially since I'm assuming that Mississippi gossip would be some sort of like sweet tea. On the porch, talking shit kind of gossip.
Oh, my God. Well, the big Southern gossip is always about money and how they get it. You know how she got that money.
You know.
He passed away very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's that. It's, oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. He's so handsome. Do you think... You don't think he looks like you, do you? It's that. Like, so there's money. But also, when it's ever tied to, like, fatherhood, when it's ever tied to, like, a paternity test, that's also tied up in money. Because in the old Southern brain, they go, well, who's going to get this house? Who's going to get the land? And then the other one is sexuality. And now that third one in the South is so fun because... Southern people eschew sexuality in a way that's so, like, indirect. So it's just like, well, you know, he still ain't settled down.
No, no.
Well, she's such a strong-willed woman. Like, it's just, like...
just a handsome woman.
I mean, her polos were always pressed. I tell you, she does yard work like you wouldn't believe. Now, that other boy, apparently Jay is still focused on school.
Oh, he ain't got no time for no girlfriend.
That's right, baby. You keep up your lesson. And don't be running around here with these fast tail gals.
Stay focused. Just stay focused.
Like, all Southern gossip is so...
Yes.
It's so fun because it's also, like, rooted in idioms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Southern women gossip about another woman, they won't call her a slut. They'll say stuff like, ooh, baby, she'd screw a snake if she could pin him down. Like, that kind of...
Slithering. Just, oh, yeah. That's wonderful. I love that. Oh, and a lot, probably like a bless her heart afterwards.
Oh, not only bless your heart, the big thing Southern women will do is say what you are as like a counterbalance to what you aren't. Well, they go, well, she was always very pretty. Now, she ain't had no sense. And this is like my mom's side of the family was so good at this. So my grandma had like an older cousin, but her older cousin would always lie about how old she was. So when my grandma was born, my cousin, she would say stuff like, oh, yes, when Sarah was born, I was such a tiny baby. They had to pick me up and hold me over the bassinet so I could see little Sarah. And then when I grew up, they said that woman was 13 when I was born.
She was fully growth spurt, 6 feet tall.
Her grown ass saw me as a baby.
They had to pick me up so I could see the baby. Like, where were they hanging the baby off of a tree?
Oh my goodness. It's like Southern gossip is saying stuff like, well, I would let you borrow this dress, but they're going to have to take it out a little bit for you. Like, just whenever you think of shady drag queens from the South, whenever you think of pageant queens, whenever you think of like, just like, fun little barbs and darts.
Yes.
Like, whenever you think of the sugar bakers, that's true Southern gossip.
Yeah. When I explain the difference between reading and shade, reading is Dorothy in Golden Girls. Shade is Blanche in Golden Girls.
Yes. Yes.
Southern. Like, I'm not going to say the thing that you are, but I am going to imply it in a very back around way.
Yeah. And it's like, it's so fun because that level of wit, but also that level of like congeniality is kind of missing currently sometimes. Cause now everyone's like, if you don't like me, say it to my motherfucking face. Everything is like, I'm here, blah, blah. I didn't come to this competition to make friends. Everyone's here all the time. So like a well-placed, oh, I didn't know they made those shoes in that size. It's so much more powerful.
It is the best. Oh, also, you know what? When people get upset about talking shit behind your back, my favorite thing in the world. That is the place I want you to talk shit about me.
Please.
Nowhere. Not when I'm present at all. Like, why is that? Why is that a thing? If you gotta say something, say it to my face. You know what? You don't.
No.
Feel free to keep it to yourself for the rest of my life.
In fact, the way that like hype and buzz works, mm-hmm. please talk about me while I'm not there. That's what I need.
Oh, that's free promo. That's free advertisement. Good or bad.
Yes.
So is your family, who would you say is like the biggest gossip in your family?
Definitely my, so this is funny, mm-hmm. my grandma, my mom, and then me.
Yes.
And then like there's space, because my sister is like so mm-hmm. like altruistic and like loves people. And my brother is like, just like kind of like just a regular ass dude and just very silly and fun. It's probably like my grandma, my mom, me, and then my niece. That's probably like the gossip matriarchal line of my family.
Yeah, I always feel like when I start talking shit and start telling rumors and one person in the family is like, I don't know if we all need to talk about this right now. I'm like, why are you here? Why'd you show up to Thanksgiving if you're going to stop the flow of conversation?
Oh my God, right? We need to keep this going.
Yeah.
The southern way to start off some gossip too is you always say, now tell me why, and then you say what you saw.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, so now tell me why I saw Randall's car at the church after everyone had left. What? Does he still have keys to the church? Okay, don't he steal? All right, that's... But I'm asking, did he go to, ain't he a thief? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So now, like high school-wise, is that a hotbed of gossip?
Ooh, one of my favorite stories is that like one of my good close friends from high school, like on one of our theater trips, he had sex. And like he told me he had sex. And like I was still like making out with girls and like getting handsy on the bus. But it was an overnight trip. So everyone's like, there's no way. And so he had sex. And I was like, he was like, yeah. And then we had sex. And I was like, and so like if you're in high school, your reaction to that is like, you're supposed to be like, I'm having sex too. But I didn't have any of that coolness. Like at that moment, I was like, y'all were fucking. And he was like, yeah, like adults. And I was like, I was like, man, I got, okay. We can't, what? What? And then instantly in high school, because Mississippi Public Schools system is, the education system is so bad. I was like, what you gonna do now? You a father. He's like, that's not how that works, Jay. I was like, you don't got no job. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
We're going to have to raise your baby as a group.
I was like, you know, babies can't live off food court food. Like, we're going to have to actually learn how to cook for this child. I will raise this child with you. Just let me know what I need to do.
Look, I'm free every other Saturday to babysit.
Just me in AP English with a baby in my hip. This is my homeboy baby, but I'm a good uncle. I'm a good godfather, just so you know. I'm bouncing the baby.
Yeah,
He just had sex one time. This is how they warned us.
I stopped before high school, but I definitely thought you had to pee inside of the person.
Oh my God, Solomon. That was rampant. That was like what we were told in middle school. My friend Patrick, whose name I will say, because he got me in trouble one time. This isn't gossip, but we wrote like a little dirty boy rap. It was like right when like Cash Money was coming out. So we wanted to write like a rap about like fucking girls. And like my mom found it. She was like, what is this? And I was like, it's a rap. It's rap.
Yeah.
And like we were calling ourselves hot boys. And so Patrick said, if you want a girl to get pregnant, when you have sex, you pee, and that's what makes the baby. Like he was the friend that told me that.
And that was not middle school?
That was middle school. It's also like another one of my friends, I'll get very plain. Another one of my friends who like is a father now, has two kids and has a beautiful wife. And like he grew into his looks, he became like really handsome. Cause in school I was like, You funny, but we're gonna have to. It's hot now.
You're gonna have a hard time later on.
Pulling. I'm so proud of him. Pulling. He was the person that came to the group of boys and was like, okay, everyone, this is how you jack off. And this, the homoeroticism in those early teen years where another boy was telling us how to jerk off and for us to all go home and try it. I was like, what is going on here?
I'm jealous of this conversation you're having. Everybody keep talking about like all these weird things that straight guys did in middle school and high school that I truly was not invited to.
We didn't like whip them out. Like we had all seen each other's anyway, because like the way our bathroom was set up was that there was like a pee trough. So like you had seen other people's penises already. And the boys who went to the stall, there was this evil, evil like trend of if you went to the stall, people would like beat on the stall and like terrorize you because you were too scared to show your penis at the urinals, or you were pooping and it was fun to make fun of people who were pooping in the place where you're supposed to poop. It was a human rights violation.
Yeah, it's a traumatizing.
Was a traumatizing experience that has ruined a lot of my relationships with masculine leaning people, but we have fun.
Look, you know what? End of the day, that trauma was worth it.
That trauma
of the bonds we built.
The trauma. Oh my goodness. This is baked in. Oh, this is well seasoned, soaked, marinated. No, we had like a bunch of gossipy moments like that. Like the first time I remember like a teacher being sort of gossipy and like we found out something later was fifth grade. This is actually a traumatic for another person. So fifth grade, all the boys were like being boys and like we were about to read do something on the chalkboard. And then a girl went up to our teacher, Miss Whitehouse, and whispered something in her ear. And then Miss Whitehouse stood up and said, all the boys can go play outside for 30 minutes. All the girls stand here with me. And we were like, ooh, what did y'all do? Somebody touched somebody. What? But then we just went outside and we like played. We like ran around. We play like this game. In Mississippi, it's this really innovative game that we use with all the resources they provided. It was called Avoid the Stick. And so you would just throw sticks.
No!
Sometimes you would put a bunch of dirt in a pine cone and pretend like it was a grenade. And other people were supposed to die.
You truly just described the poorest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And I was born in a refugee camp. You would avoid the stick.
I didn't even tell you that. This was a classroom. When I say classroom, I mean a portable. And when I mean a portable, I mean a trailer. Okay?
Okay.
So just know. That is who Brett Favre took money from, everybody.
I just imagine like, yeah, we only had that one stick, though.
Yeah, it was a good stick. Not the good stick.
You had to check it out with the teacher, too.
Now, Jay, you need to share the stick. You've been using the stick all day. These fourth graders ain't got a chance. We were in fifth grade. We just playing outside. Solomon, I kid you. We go back in. All the girls have a different look about them. They have learned something that we will never know. Something occurred in this room that we were not privy to. And the boys started to get mad. I found out, come to find out, the next day, because I had a girlfriend, my little fifth grade girlfriend, her and her girlfriend, who was dating my other fifth grade friend, they told us that Ms. Whitehouse told them about periods that day.
Yes.
Because one of the girls got her period and they had to have like a ladies' moment. And we were so mad. I was like, What is that why we got kicked out? And my friend Eddie Pope, to this day, he was like, man, I want a girl to have her period every day so we can go outside. What a microcosm for the way we treat women in society. Ladies, y'all gonna have to deal with this. Men, go play outside.
Like you're sitting there, blood's coming at you for no reason, and you're going like, I need to go talk to the teacher. The teacher's like, you know what? Let's let the boys all leave. And you stand next to me. You don't go no. You stand next to me.
Everyone, look at her. Look at it.
This is going to happen to you too.
Oh, that poor girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had the separation of classes based on for periods. And I was just like, you know what? Every boy should know about how that works.
Yeah. Right? Because if you don't, I'm going to have to be raising your baby in high school because you had sex on that field trip.
Okay, Jay, it is time to read a couple of the juicy submissions we get from our listeners. It is mailbag time. So here's what we're going to do. I have some submissions from listeners, and we're going to give them a rating.
Okay.
Dry. It's just boring. We mm-hmm. don't care for it. Moist.
Ooh, okay.
We're tantalized. We appreciate it. Fully juiced. Cetus-soaked. We're orgasmic. It makes us feel good. This is the right amount of gossip to give.
Okay.
So here's the first submission. It's very short. During an office Christmas party, two coworkers had sex in the woman's bathroom and she got knocked up. She already had 5 kids from 5 other men. Well, damn.
Soaked. This is fully soaked. Oh my goodness.
First and foremost, I love this woman.
Wait a minute. Partridge in a pear tree. How many? 5 out of 5? 5 by 5? They don't even have that at Wendy's. She did a 5 by 5.
5 by 5? Look. Let me tell you right now, having 5 kids with one man, not fun.
Girl, are you trying to like maintain a dynasty in the Renaissance? Hey, like 5 kids?
Here's the thing. 1 kid per man? That kid is at least going to get child support.
Oh my goodness. Do they have a baby daddy group chat about her?
I love her.
I love fucking at a work event in the women's bathroom.
Oh.
Christmas party?
Oh. I love a hoe with audacity. That is my favorite kind of hoe.
Listen, do you understand? This, Solomon, I'm going to go one step further. This isn't even audacity. As we would say in Mississippi, this is audacity. How do you have the audacity to do that? You are bold, and I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it that I get to witness it as a viewer. I would want to experience it, but hats off to you. I mean, everything's off for you.
Here's the thing. If you invite me to your office Christmas party, I'm fucking in your bathroom. And
okay. Yeah.
And that's just the way it's going to be.
Our office Christmas party got canceled because of COVID. So I actually need to make up for like a spicy, spicy party. We haven't had enough spicy juice. We haven't had our office... We got, like, there's one office romance that we thought was juicy, but then we found out everything was above the table. And everyone collectively went, well, that's boring. Like,
yeah.
They were like, we cleared it with HR. I was like, this is, get out of my, I thought people were cheating.
Yeah, well, sometimes people just have sex regular without doing any, like, weird stuff. And I'm like, all right, you go live that life.
There were a lot of people doing bathroom stall sex at a lot of the gay summer parties in New York.
Oh yeah, that's on par.
It's such a fun move, and I love the girls who have that in them.
Mm-hmm.
I am not one of them, but shout out to y'all.
Here's the thing: I was joking by threatening to have sex in the bathroom. No, that's never going to be who I am. If somebody's taking a shit recently in that room, I'm not. I'm not going to do anything.
Listen, that is who... Do we have more mail back? Because this person won. 5 and she got pregnant.
Hold on.
Okay.
Relax. This is a longer submission.
Okay.
I started getting sent texts about an MLM my dad was involved in, diet powder pills. I ignore them even though they've become more persistent, sending from different numbers and such. After a while, they reached out to my sister with the same message, then upped the ante by sending her Grindr-style traumatizing screenshots claiming my dad owed them money. Backstory, my dad works in the church and is married to my stepmom. I grew up religious because of my parents and have since pulled away because I'm super gay. So my sister called me with this overwhelming information. I say to her, sis, this is a scam. I've heard these stories before. This is some random garbage. Don't engage and don't give it a second thought. I calm her down, but right before she hangs up, she says, okay, you're right. But the background of one of these photos looks like dad's bedroom.
Ooh.
So I tell her to send me what she has, which she does. So this is the background of my dad's bedroom where a hand is holding a dick on top of a quilt I know my grandma made. There were many texts beyond that, but we decided not to answer or confront my dad. Eventually, they went away. So I'm convinced my dad has a secret Grindr account because of this, which I only slightly suspected before. I don't think he knows what we know or what we've seen.
Ooh. Okay.
Ooh. Not your grandma's quilt.
Gammy. Gam gam. This is some good juice. The Ver is good juice.
Here's the thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Letting it go is the right thing to do. And I want to remind this person that that's not what we're interested in, though. Could have got a little bit messier.
Here's the thing. I respect that they decided to be the bigger person.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm here for.
No. Not at all.
No, like I've always been the opposite of Michelle Obama's rule. When they go low, go high. Again, when they go low, I'm going to go to China. I'm going to go right through the fucking core of the earth.
Yeah, like, I'm the opposite of that Barack video clip. Don't boo, vote. I'm like, nah, boo. In fact, throw shit. Like,
I'm going to be booing while I'm voting. I can do two things at once.
Okay, but they left it alone. But I mean, this is very much confirmation that your church-going father, he's a layman.
The way Thanksgiving would be the best day of my life when I just sit there with a printout of that photo.
Okay, this is actually what we're failing to acknowledge. This is leverage. What you think of as gossip is actually a bargaining chip. Do you understand your placement in the will just has been raised exponentially?
Look, what I would do is I'd go to Thanksgiving with my grinder on, with the sound on. And then when her stepmom goes, hey, doesn't your phone make that sound too?
Yeah, it's for that stocks trading app. Yeah. The Acorn app. GameStop was doing really well. Then it wasn't. It was a lot of stuff. Some NASDAQ.
Yeah, it could be. Just look, you know what? I think this is the beginning of a bigger gossip journey that I'm fully juiced, but I'm also excited for where this will end up.
This is moist to fully juiced for me because, like, this is a good taste. If this is a movie, I'm gonna keep watching.
Yeah.
I need there to be like a conflict eventually, though.
I think the sister is gonna be the one.
That's a good point. Because the sister felt guilty and was like, what do we do? And then sent the proof and was like, leave it alone. So that means the sister isn't above sending the proof out.
She's ready.
Okay.
She's ready to tell the truth.
Yeah. Give your sister a couple of bottles of White Zinfandel. Get your sister just drunk enough. Get your sister tipsy and see what comes of it.
Make sure there's more than enough brandy to that eggnog, and I assure you.
Oh, you don't like my boyfriend, Dad? Well, guess what? I don't like your boyfriend, Dad.
Look at his dick.
Grandma made that.
Okay, Jay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with the Juice Line.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to The Juice. I'm here with the funny and very charming Jay Jordan. All right, Jay, now's the time in our show when we go to the phone. We call it The Juice Line. And I'm hearing from our board operator that today's caller is Jackie. Let's patch her in.
Please hold. Thank you.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Everyone's got blurry backgrounds today.
Oh, yeah. This is the thing. You don't need to see my mess.
Yeah, this is about hiding the gossip.
Yeah.
Solomon? I respect that. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jackie. I'm here with my wonderful friend, Jay Jordan.
Hi.
And obviously, you have a piece of gossip, and you know that's my main source of food.
It is how he gets his nutrients.
It sustains us all.
So the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, I have a younger sister, and we're a couple years apart. And so we had different journeys to get to college, but we basically were going to graduate around the same time. So I did community college and transferred, stayed in California. Mm-hmm. She went to a four-year college right out of high school and went out of state. But regardless, like come spring 2016, we're both preparing to graduate.
Educated. I'm very proud of you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. My mom, she was also super proud. She was over the moon. Her two oldest kids, they're getting ready to graduate. And so she was just so excited and she's making all these plans. You know, with my sister going to an out-of-state school, you know, some travel was going to be involved. So I was keeping her up to date with everything going on and letting her know grad rings will be on sale during this time and you can buy your cap and gown here for this much. And for my major, graduation is going to be on this date.
Yeah.
And so she would take this information back to my sister and she would say, hey, so I heard this is what's going on over there. How about you? And she noticed that my sister would just be really dodgy and she would kind of have an attitude about it. And she would just say, like, I'm too busy. Like, I can't, I've been studying or I've been doing work and I don't have time to look into these things. Like, I'll figure it out. I'll find out, blah, blah, blah. Just leave it at that.
Ooh.
And so, you know, a couple months go by. And so now my mom is really putting the pressure on my sister of, what is going on? Yeah. You keep telling me, you keep telling me you're too busy and you're going to get around to getting me all this information later. We're already going to your sister's graduation. What's the deal with you? And so she finally confesses that she's had such a terrible time at her school that she really doesn't want to celebrate it. And so she doesn't want to go to her graduation. She doesn't want my family to go. She kind of just wants to wrap everything up and come back home.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. But we can all say a lot of things.
That's what she said. And my sister, she's the queen of saying things.
Ooh.
And I say that with love.
Wait, Jackie? No, Jackie.
Yeah, I love it. Look, I have siblings who say things and I understand.
Yeah. So she's telling my mom, I just don't want to be associated with this place anymore. I just want to be done and go home. But we're a Mexican family. We're her two oldest kids. That is not going to happen. My mom said, absolutely not. You need to get me this information right now. You're going to your graduation. We're going to be there. So she finally gives in and tells my mom the date, gives her all the information, and they make plans to go to see her graduate. So I couldn't be there the time that her graduation was taking place, but I told them, like, you know, send her my best and, you know, tell her congratulations, love her, all that. And so my mom, my stepdad, and our baby sister, they go out to see her graduate. Mm-hmm. And I guess was taking place in like a stadium where you would have all the family and guests and everybody all up in the stands. And then down in the center, there's like a stage or a field where they actually had all the students walking across the stage and everything. So it was a large class. They were there for maybe 2.5 or more hours. And they notice, you know, a lot of kids are getting called up and this thing seems like it's wrapping up. Where is she? I don't think they said her name. And they're just kind of, you know, okay. It's a big class. Like it'll happen. But before they know it, it's finally over and they realize her name was not called at all. And so they see everybody leave, all the students, all the professors, they're all leaving the stage area. And the families, they're all starting to get out from the stands and go down to towards like the main entrance area. I guess that's where everybody was all meeting. And they noticed that my sister got there a lot sooner than the other students did. And she right away was like, okay, we're done. We did it. Let's go. I want to leave this place. I want to be done. Okay. So they were like, okay, fine. That's fair. We'll leave.
Even though we didn't hear your name, but all right, let's go.
I mean, they rushed through those last couple of minutes. Okay, yeah, all right.
And so that came up during dinner. We were there for the whole thing. Why didn't they say your name?
Which is not an unreasonable ask.
it's really on like the first thing that should have happened when you sit there for somebody's graduation is, to see them graduate.
Yeah, that's kind of why they were there. Mm-hmm. So they ask her, what's up with that? Why didn't they say your name? There's no way we missed you. We were there for the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so she said, well, the class is just so large. I told you that this major was impacted and blah, blah, blah. Like, basically, there were so many students. They only called the names of the top tier, the best of the best of each major.
She really be saying things.
Oh, yeah. They don't really say everybody's name in graduation. Just like a couple of people. That's why I was so long.
You would have been there for 2 more hours if they said all our names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so my parents, they were upset and they were saying that doesn't make any sense. Why would they do that?
And they were like, we should call the school. Actually, let's call the school.
I'll call the school right now.
Don't put it past my mom. She would. So my sister, she tried to say, well, you see, that's part of why I didn't want you to come is that the school is so backwards and everything they do is so messed up, blah, blah, blah. So next question is, okay, when do you get your diploma? I had told my parents when I would be getting mine that it was going to be a whole...
So, Jackie, this is your fault.
Thing. Yeah.
Look, honestly... As an older sibling, everything is my fault. I have learned that.
Yeah. Look, if you would have graduated before her...
Yeah. You know what? Don't tell her this because then she, all of a sudden, she'll remember that this happened and she'll find a way to make it my fault.
She will say some things, Solomon. Don't give her any.
Yeah.
She'd be saying. they said, when are you going to get your diploma in the mail? Because Jackie told us when she's getting her diploma.
Yeah. So they already knew the information about me. So now they wanted to know for my sister. And it's like, that's, aside from going to the graduation, that's the whole reason why you're going is you want to get that piece of paper. So she said that it would be coming in the mail. And so just left it at that. Mm-hmm. A couple months go by. She's now back at home with my family. And they're asking her again, hey, it's been like a month and a half. Where is the diploma?
Yeah.
And my sister was just not having it. And she was saying like, nope, just leave it alone. It's going to get here. Just give it some time. There was a lot of students, remember? They have to mail diplomas out to everybody. So it's
Why is she so aggressive with her lying? That's really the issue here. If she was at least a little more generous with the lies.
Yeah. You know what would help a well-placed? Let me check on that.
Yeah.
You know what?
Pushback for a lot of, if you're going to cover up, don't be obvious that you're covering up.
When she lies hard.
No, she's lying hard, but she's lying like she's being she's being defensive. And that's that's like a tip off.
We should have seen this coming, but what? This was a huge surprise for all of us. So
honestly, yeah, you should have seen this coming based on the story.
There was a lot of signs. There
y'all
was
got
a lot
catfished
of signs.
By your own sister.
We did. She got us.
Yeah, what you do is in January, you start saying stuff like, I don't even know if I want to walk in this ceremony.
Yeah.
And then you oh, okay. Yeah,
lay the seeds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because this could have gone on for longer, but I'll let you continue.
So, my mom, she only lets us fly for a week more. And then she's finally just pissed where her and my stepdad, they had put down so much money for my sister to go to this school. And so they were just, we want to see the fucking paper. Yeah. We want our investment. Where is your diploma? We're going to get all of us now. You're going to call this number. You're going to call this office. You're going to call this dean. We're going to figure out where your diploma is. And that's when my sister finally caves and finally tells the actual truth.
Yeah.
She was not eligible to graduate at that time and didn't mm-hmm. know how to explain that to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, they were pissed and mm-hmm. they were asking, so you just don't have a degree? What happened with all the money that we were sending you to prepare yeah. for graduation and all the money we were sending you for school? That was all spent on parties.
Ain't gonna happen.
And the good news, bad news of it was that she, when she found out she wasn't going to be able to graduate, uh-huh. instead of talking to my parents about it, she did reach out to some like academic guidance counselor. And they told her, well, if you take a couple of classes in the summer and if you uh-huh. take this other class in fall, then you can get your degree. Good. Like you'll okay. manage to just eke it out. She had no money. And so she, after admitting to my parents that she didn't graduate after all, she had to then tell them, you have to help me pay for these next three classes.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, that's to be caught in the lie. And they have to say, oh, and I'm gonna need a little bit more money. And I'm not lying about this.
I bet your parents would have been much nicer about it if she was upfront in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, this isn't a lie.
Taking the long way back is always fun. That's
oh, yeah. It was delicious for me to watch.
Oh, Jackie.
You got to watch your sister get in trouble. My favorite thing in the world.
The fact that they were sending her money and she spent the money on partying, I want to say that's like a good twist of the knife. Because life is just mm-hmm. like, you're not going to graduate on time? Okay, we understand. Some people graduate in the fall. We understand. Why'd you make us? Oh, but also mm-hmm. parents traveling. That's another thing they will
ooh.
Hold over you.
Ooh, ooh,
I
ooh.
Traveled. Did they pay for the meal after graduation?
Yes, they paid for everything.
Of course.
And ooh. So I wasn't there for all this. I got a very angry phone call from my mom explaining everything that went down and my sister's whole situation. And we all just had one conversation about it and then never spoke of it again. And that was like July 2016. So since then, we have not talked about this.
Whoa.
And that's insane to me.
5 years ago. And it was like one of those situations just like, you know, 6 years ago. And just,
I'm surprised. I'm impressed that your family's able to sweep this under the carpet, because the way I would have dog walked any one of my siblings for years.
Oh, yes.
There is shit that my brother did when he was 11 that every once in a while I just bring up.
Oh yeah, I'm the same way. Every time my sister would be like, "I'm going to the store," I'd be like, "Are you? Yeah. You going to the store? Okay, make sure you bring my change back from the store."
That trust has been ruined.
Since you yeah. going to the store, you gonna go to the store for a couple
the
years?
Store.
them flying out. That's the part that really gets
me. That's a whole,
yeah. going to a graduation where your child doesn't graduate and then they're saying, well, you know, they get through the names real fast.
Yeah, there's just too many kids.
And here's the thing. I bet your mom knew from the beginning. And she was just like, I will play this out. And the longer you make this happen, the worse you're going to look by the time we're done. Because parents know shit beforehand. And they're like, okay, bitch, go out. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Every parent has been like, mm-mm. That's some bullshit.
Because here's the thing. Holding something over you for the rest of your life? Way better.
That'll keep parents going. You mm-hmm. that's better for parents than like fish oil tablets. Like it just keeps them moving. And they're like, yeah. I know you lied. They will walk around the mall with that.
They could live forever off of this story, and it just astounds me that we don't talk about this more. And I'm not kidding you.
Did she at least get a degree? She has a degree.
Yeah, she has a degree. Yeah, she got it. So
you know what?
She did it. She did it.
It's a small happy.
Yeah,
you know what?
Come on.
She
it was
it.
A long.
It took us a while.
It is very funny to think about Jackie at Thanksgiving being like, so we're not gonna talk about it.
You know what?
Can I compare the dates on her degrees real quick?
If I could, I would.
Can I just see? Let me hold this up to the light, day, like a 20.
Mine says the day I said it was going to be.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness.
And honestly, like, I felt like it was a little bit of karma because, went to community college first. And she went to college right away. And during that time, she was being
condescending,
fucking
arrogant,
rude,
and and yeah. And so I remember, like, what will sustain me is I remember her first semester, she needed help to register for her classes, and so I had already done a couple rounds of classes at the community college, and I was telling her, oh well, for me, this is what it is, and you know, you look up your class here and sign in here, and the tone and the look on her face when she said, well, this is real college. It's different.
She was in real college, real late. She was in real late college. That's what she was in.
She really tried to snatch her wig off.
She tried. But you know what? It came back. It all came back.
She really pulled that rubber band back only for herself to get popped.
Ooh, I'm going to get you. Ooh. Oh, no, it got me. Oh, yeah. It got me.
Oops. And the best part about Jackie is it went from just you knowing it to you being like, my family doesn't want to talk about this. I'm going to podcast.
If they going to talk about it. I need to talk about
it. Because it needs to be shared. It needs to be shared. This is too much.
Make sure you share this on your Instagram. Whenever this comes out, send this to your mom. Send this to your sister. Tag the college she went to.
They barely let her graduate.
Oh, I will. They don't blame her.
They barely let her graduate. Who, her? Oh, no, I don't remember her.
Who is she? Wait,
thank you so much, Jackie. That was a thrilling tale. I'm so happy to hear. Ooh,
yes.
Thank you so much.
You have the best possible day ever. Thank you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Would you do that? Would you shame one of your siblings on someone's podcast because your family doesn't let you talk about the family secret?
I have shamed so many siblings for free in every format possible. It is.
You got a lot of them. That's good.
The amount of money I get based on family stories has not equaled the trauma that they've given me, but it's still good.
That's just so funny to be like, we do not talk about this at home. We will never talk about this at home. We won't. Solomon, can I talk about...
Can I have a quick discussion with you, Solomon? Yes, please.
Jackie, who'd you tell? My friend Solomon. Where? On his podcast. Jackie. What?
Well, if we're not going to talk about it, somebody's got to talk about it.
She just be saying stuff. I just be saying stuff.
We
said.
Just say stuff. Oh, my God, Jay. It was so good to have you. This is amazing.
You're doing the Lord's work. Did you know you were doing the Lord's work? This is a star in your crown.
Yes, absolutely. I get a call from him every single day.
Put Solomon on the line. Keep it up. Yeah, also call Marjorie Taylor Greene a bitch if you can for me. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Jay, you were such a wonderful guest. I was having such a good time today.
Thank you. You're a wonderful host.
You know what? That is true.
It's very true.
We're both wonderful.
Enough people don't say it.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, too many people say it. I want them to come back.
He just lets anybody on the damn thing. Jackie?
That's the episode. Thank you so much, Jay. I love you. And what a good day. Thank you to the very, very funny Jay Jordan for joining me on today's episode. His album, Jay Jordan, Y'all, is available for download now, and you can follow him on Instagram and Twitter at Jay Jordan. As always, if you want to tell your story on The Juice, send them in by visiting teamcoco.com/heyjuice. Please remember to rate and review an Apple podcast. Give us all the stars. It means a lot to me, and I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening. And, you know, always, always have a juicy day.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket.
paid for by NHTSA.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.